Okay, so now I'm recording audio. All right, so you got diagnosed a while ago with bipolar. And the reason that happened was because somebody could make a lot of money by fitting you into one of their little categories and making it a label. And by seeing you regularly and convincing you of this, they make a lot of money. Now, they believe it's true. And now you got to remember, this is all made up. This is everything that I'm telling you, somebody made up. This is not from on high or anything like that. All these terms they're using, somebody else made up. A guy who puts his pants on just like you do. So the gimmick is they get people to believe these labels. Now here's where it gets tricky. You've been told that because of some behaviors you were truthful about, that you were bipolar, right? So now when things, so you tell yourself, I am bipolar, right? That's what you're telling yourself because you accept that. And you start telling yourself that when things go wrong, right? That's your go-to excuse for why things have happened the way they have. Okay, are you with me so far? Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what's wrong right there, because that's the reality that you're creating by buying into that belief system. What the problem is that you have convinced yourself, the right brain, that you're no good. You're this label, you're bipolar, right? So your right brain wants to make you happy, right? So it's delivering the circumstances to your life to keep you convinced that you're bipolar, because every time that something happens, that's what you say, okay? So it thinks that's what you want. So your life is being controlled by this fake, false belief system that you've gotten yourself into, okay? So the idea is, okay, let's just drop that belief, okay? And I'm going to give you the first reason why. The first thing they do when they diagnose somebody with bipolar is they give them something called lithium. For years, that was the go-to drug, right? Lithium is only found in rocks. Now, if God made this place, or if you at least agree that it was created by design, then you gotta wonder why in the hell we should be putting something from a rock into our bodies. It was obviously never intended to be there, because it's in a fucking rock, not something you eat, you know? They're always making big discoveries about what great ingredient is in some food they had not previously known about. And they'll tout it and isolate it and tell you it's the latest and greatest, when really all you need to do is just eat the fruits and vegetables that contain it, okay? Now, the truth about lithium is, what does a rock do? Well, a lot of time, rock is exposed to water. And what happens to the water? It leaches some of the rock off, right? So the only lithium that we should have in our system would be the amount that would leach off of a rock and get in the fucking water. You see? We're not supposed to be putting it in our fucking systems in big concentrations. That's the big problem there. So they give it to people for all kinds of shit, over 15 different problems. It is ridiculous. The difference is that it shuts down part of your brain, so it no longer operates. So now you're dealing with life with only part of yourself activated, because they're telling you that part of your brain is malfunctioning, and this is the band-aid that they can put on top of it to stop this problem, okay? So they've created another belief in this medication. Now here's where it gets really scary. If you're not taking the medication, then you succumb to the belief that you need to take your medication, because you knew, because of what they said, that if you took it, you wouldn't be having this problem. And you know that's exactly what they're going to say the first time you show up and say, I'm having a little trouble in my life. They're going to say, are you on your medication? First fucking thing out of their mouth. So it all comes back to these beliefs, okay? Now here's the first thing I'm going to tell you. You do not need concentrations of lithium in your body. I'll tell you the first part. Lithium, when combined with H2O, simple water, turns into lithium hydroxase and hydrogen. In the outside environment, when you combine lithium with water, it typically releases this hydrogen in a big red flare, a fire. The body was never intended to try and digest or having to do anything with hydrogen. We weren't ever intended to consume it or get it in our bodies in any kind of way. It's an element of construction. It wasn't meant for our maintenance. You see what I mean? Okay, so it's an element that's for other things like the sun or other, wherever the hell it goes and is, that's where it belongs, but it ain't in us. Okay, so that's the next bad problem in terms of the beliefs. So you got to drop these two beliefs. You can't believe that it's because you don't have something from a rock in your head. You can't believe that it's predefined, deep, predetermined, pre-fiscally paid for, and everything's said and done, because that's the way they play it, and it's because they don't understand it. Let me tell you what's really going on. Somewhere along the way, you found something that you do repetitively, in a repetitive motion, and it gets you into a meditative state. And that meditative state is a place where you forget about the world's problems. They don't exist. You're just in a little state where the trees are fucking green and the sky is fucking blue. And isn't this fucking great? You know that place? That's a great place to be. But here's the problem. That place is your right brain. Because what you did was, through moving meditation, was you accessed your right brain. Your right brain just wants you to be happy. Okay? Here's the problem. Your right brain and your left brain, they don't even know about each other. It's a problem, okay? So here's the other problem. The right brain requires very specific language to understand what you're talking about. And so does the universe. Okay, so when you use slang, and you use double negatives, and you use words that don't make any sense, and you're talking about what you want to create in this world, then you're not going to get it, because they don't understand it. The universe is simple. That's why children always get what they want, because they just put their needs out in simple terms. I want this, and it shows up in their life. That's the excellent way to do it. Now, in terms of who you thank for all that, just thank all. Because if you have a banana in front of you, the soil had to hold it, the air had to surround it, the wind had to pull the air there, the sun had to provide its light, the rain had to provide its water, the soil had to provide its nutrients, it's filled with spirit, God had something to do with that. The thing has so many things involved: the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, the air, the wind, the people who picked it, the people who brought it, the people who delivered it, the people who stuck it on the shelf, the people who rang it up, okay, are all responsible for that fucking banana being in front of you. So don't just thank God. God didn't do all that. God made all these other people to do that. Thank them. We don't spend enough time thanking each other in this world. We just want to write it off. The only time we want to pay attention to each other is when we want to bitch at each other. We don't praise each other. But let me get back to the point here. The point is that you need to drop these ways of thinking of yourself. What I want you to do is drop the I am something negative and change it to I am something positive. That's not cocky. It doesn't have anything negative. It's just simple and it's true. Say, for instance, I am a good man. And I want you to start saying that all the time. Anytime you want to use the words I am, just drop everything else that you were thinking. I'm a shithead, I'm an asshole, I'm a this, I'm a that, I don't care what it is. And I want you to just in your head fucking automatically start replacing it with I'm a good man. Your subconscious, your right brain will listen to you. And it will acknowledge that. Okay? Now you can work in sync with your right brain. Now what you want to do is you want to place your intent on things and on situations and on people and on outcomes, okay? You can do that. You don't even have to thank God for it. You can thank the all, because it may be the sun, the moon, the stars, the ground, Mother Earth, pardon me, and all of the others involved in helping this come true, right? So what you do is you just thank the all. And here's an excellent way to do that. I intend to store my stuff in my dad's storeroom, and I intend for it to be secure and any who pass by to see it peacefully and without malice or any intent to take anything. And I want it to all be secure behind the lock and the door so that it's there for me when I come back, because that's good, the good, that's good for me and it's good for all of us. And I ask this in the name of all, and I thank all for helping this to come true for me and my stuff. And that's it, right? You want a good girl in your relationships, right? Say, I am a good man. and I want a good girl who wants to be in a healthy relationship. And that's all you got to say. Your right brain hears that. It's very direct. It's very simple. It gets the message across about what you want. If you go and say, well, I want to land me some hoe that's got some action. I want to see what time it is. And I want her to be straight up. Feel me? The universe is going to look at you and say, fuck, forget it. I'll come back later. Because it doesn't fucking know what you're talking about. You see? That's why we've been taught to think in fucked up slang and street ways. Because spirit doesn't know what we want. So our lives are disappointing because we're disconnected from spirit by our word. And what is the word? How are things created? They're created by the word. What was the word at the beginning of the creation? It was the fucking word. We can all do that. They don't want you to know that. Ever since the Romans took over the fucking religion, it's been shit ever since. They keep that knowledge to them fucking selves, but they reveal it in little symbols, which I've discovered. Like a fucking pineapple on the side of the basilica, the some bitches. But they got a fucking obelisk in the front to deceive everybody that's got Egyptian roots, which maybe it does, but that's not the point. They're hiding fucking our whole right side of our brain. See, the right side of the brain is what brings creation from the higher densities down to the lower densities. And our left brain takes care of the details. You see, like let's say for instance, I'll give you an example. You're driving down the road and everybody's cool. They're driving cool. Everybody's cool, right? Nobody's doing nothing. You're just hanging around. Now, all of a sudden, it starts raining. What do people do? They start slowing down. They turn on their lights. They've got their windshield wipers going. They start driving weird. They put more space between the next car and them. And what's going on? Here's what's happening. All those people drive in their right brain. While they're driving, they get into a meditative motion. And everything's cool because they're used to driving instinctively, intuitively. You see what I mean? They've accessed their right brain. They're not thinking about that. They got the music on. They got no thought for the world. They're just singing along to the song. They're in the here and now, right? Oh, man, it starts raining. Well, shit. They got to pay attention. They turn down the music. What happened? They shift from their right brain over to their left brain. And now their left brain has to deal with the fucking driving. And he's no good at it. He wants to look in the mirror 20 fucking times a second. He wants to see who's over there. He wants to look ahead and make sure he's fucking not too close. He wants to grip the wheel all of a sudden differently because a different part of the fucking person just took over the wheel. And now everybody's driving weird because they're not driving in the same side of their brain that they usually drive. Because now they're trying to be careful. And they've got to think of all the things that they need to do that they learned how to be careful, you know? Oh, I better back off that car in front of me. Oh, I'm getting too close. Oh, that guy's tailgating me. Is there anybody over there? You see what I mean? All of a sudden your brain's involved. And now you can't think of anything but fucking driving and it's taking up all your attention. And that's why it seems like people drive crappy in the rain versus when things are not like that. When it's just sunny out. That's why they drive nice. But see, nobody knows any of this. Nobody. And that's what I want to show people. All right, so I'm good with that. I think I can stop recording now.